Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is December 9th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight I'm going to provide a situation analysis report. I'm going to give you folks my best, most honest analysis on where we are right now. And I'm going to be looking at the 40,000 foot view tonight. I am going to touch upon some recent developments. But my focal point tonight is going to be on expanding our consciousness. And as this journey continues to develop, the ways in which we have been tested and the ways in which we've developed. You know, folks, I've often quoted Charles Dickens, his most famous words, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." And honestly, I don't really believe that there's ever been a moment in history where that saying has been more true, more applicable. When I look around, I see so many amazing things happen. We are on the most epic journey that any of us could have possibly conceived of. Even as we went through a majority of our lives, for some of us, we never imagined that we would be here in this moment and actually have a front row seat to history and to be able to participate directly in the outcome of history that will change the course of the human experience forever. To be able to secure a future of thousands and thousands of years to come is the most epic, most incredible honor that our Father in heaven could have ever possibly bestowed on us. And I don't imagine that even the most brilliant minds that came before us would have ever conceived of a time like this. And here we are. The future of humanity, the struggle between good and evil, the plan to save the world, of which we are an integral part. You know, folks, the trajectory of this journey has caused all of us at certain points along the way to confront ourselves. And when we confront ourselves, we confront our own beliefs, our own spiritual foundation, and really our overall development. We've experienced the highs and lows of expectation. We've sought guidance from one another and strengthened our faith at every turn where we were initially let down and we found ourselves spiritually derailed or off track. We've matured in this process and we've come to understand the role that we play in shaping our own destiny. We're finding our voices together and gradually stepping into our power, our true identity as sovereign manifestations of our Creator. We've sought one another out, not just because we were lonely, not just because we were feeling isolated, but because we made a choice to believe in humanity against all odds at a time when it appeared that the world had given up on itself. And that's what separates us, folks, from the rest of the world. We didn't give up. No matter what the enemy did to us, no matter what they do to us, no matter how many times they've tried to break us down, to take our spiritual power from us, to cause us to doubt, to cause us to be consumed with fear and with anger. And even though we recognize that those are emotions that are part of the human experience, we've transcended them. Somehow we found a way to push forward. Somehow we found a way to continue fighting, no matter how hard it gets. And that's the commitment that I renew to you, my audience, every single time I hit that record button and I have the honor of speaking to each of you. Folks, I come to you humbly tonight because I know that a lot of people out there are very battle fatigued, including myself. And there are a lot of us along the way, in fact, all of us along the way, have suffered losses. Some have been tangible. Some have been deep within our own soul. We've lost family. We've lost friends. We've lost connections that we thought were strong enough to sustain anything, only to discover that all along they were contingent upon a shared ideology. And sadly, what that really meant was an acceptance of the greatest lie that's ever been told, which is the nature, the very nature of our existence inside of this matrix. And you know, what brought us together was when we realized individually that we could no longer live inside of that illusion anymore. And we realized very quickly, once we made that decision, and tragically, I might add, how few shared our recognition of the truth. How few share even our desire to know the truth. And that indeed is the saddest part. And for many of us, nothing has caused a bigger sense of disillusion than that. And to this day, even as we've grown into a better understanding of the challenges that we're up against, even as we've discussed so many of the reasons that we're still contending with these issues to this day, the mindset forced upon us by decades of programming and silent weapons, the cynicism and apathy that the system promotes, the fear and the trauma that we've been subjected to for our entire lives. Even amidst all of these revelations that have come to us by virtue of the path that we've chosen, the path that God always intended for us to follow, we still live our days very often in pain. Pain from those losses. Pain from that sense of disconnect from everybody around us that we used to feel once upon a time. Pain from all that we've sacrificed to stand up for the truth, to not waver, to not back down. That takes a lot, folks. It's taken a lot out of all of us. But we also have to realize that it's strengthened us in areas that many of us didn't even realize we needed strengthening. And that's what God does for his children. And he did that for us because we recognized that this was the only way for us to move forward in life. You can never unsee the things that we've seen. A liberated mind can never go back inside the cage. To do so would be to compromise everything that we are and turn our backs on all that we could become. To do so would be an affront, an insult to God himself, who has sustained us in spirit and love so that we could have the strength to discover who and what we really are. And with that strength, to discover that knowledge, to then pass that knowledge on, to help others to do so when the time was right. This is the nature of our struggle, our war. And it rages on. And many of us, including myself, never imagined the challenges that we would face along the way. We thought that the timeline would be different. The sequence of events failed to conform to our expectations based on the information available to us. And at this stage of the war, confronting these truths is simply unavoidable. All of us are going through a process of recalibration to the conditions that we face. We're struggling to make sense of a plan that remains hidden and has to. And yet, in the process, we have to also acknowledge that our faith is being tested along the way. For many of us, it's impossible not to feel a sense of frustration. And for some people, that sense of frustration beginning to boil over. All of us are listening with an ear for hope amidst the confusion. We're looking for clarity. And certainly, despite all of the optics, we're looking for a sense of direction and hope for the future. And for those who listen regularly, you know that I rarely venture upon criticism of the White Hats. But recently, I have given voice to what so many are thinking and feeling, because I believe that that's part of the duty that I've been called for. And I have to acknowledge that I've been sensing an increasing level of frustration and a sense of a loss of trust beginning to take shape in our community. And quite frankly, it concerns me. And if I'm being honest with folks, I had a difficult time bringing myself to do it, to say out loud what I knew my audience was feeling, to validate it. And to say that not only do I hear you, but I stand with you as well. That wasn't an easy choice to make. Before I started this journey as a podcaster, the only thing that mattered to me was getting out the truth. That's the only thing that mattered. When I hit that record button in the early days, I had nothing else to consider but the pursuit of what's real, and to connect with others who resonated with what was in my heart, what was in my soul. And in so many ways, that still remains the case. But what I didn't anticipate that would happen over time, as my audience became acquainted with me, and what has turned out to be the greatest gift of my life, I never imagined that people would look to me for strength. When I started, I never once anticipated that following my heart would somehow propel me into a sense of responsibility for so many people. You never think to yourself that on your own quest for knowledge, your own experiment to reach out beyond your own loneliness, beyond your own sense of isolation, would somehow end up with you being in a position to influence others, hopefully in a positive way. Especially when you begin from a point like I did, feeling like a failure in so many different aspects of my life, on so many different levels, and for so many different reasons. The truth is that I reached out to the world from my own sense of desperation. And God saw fit to give me the gift of all of you, my people. You have to understand, folks, that I never expected any of this. And I still get emotional and I still get overwhelmed by it. And even though it's on a small scale, when you compare my show to the reach of others, something changes inside of you when you realize the power and responsibility you've been given to affect the hearts and the minds of people that you respect. And every time that I try to deny it or downplay it in my mind, I'm always reminded by all of you what my show means to you. So when people tell you that you've changed their life. When people tell you that you've become a source of strength and clarity for them, it's impossible not to be changed by that. And honestly, I've undergone an enormous amount of spiritual development to attempt to feel worthy of that, to feel worthy of the trust that's been placed in me by people that I've really come to love so much. And this is why voicing that criticism was such a difficult choice to make. The last thing that I want to do is to cause division or to contribute to anybody's disillusion or fear. I didn't want my message to be interpreted that way or in any way that would cause the audience to doubt my faith in the White Hats or imply any kind of disrespect for the military operation to save humanity from evil. The decision to speak out was not taken lightly, mostly out of sincere respect for all of you. And however, at the same time, my conscience wouldn't allow me to remain silent. As much as I desire to be a pillar of strength and certainty in our community, I also recognize that an even nobler responsibility is at stake. And that is to speak the truth, even when it's controversial, even when it's unpopular. If I'm being honest, folks, I think that it's about time that we started to apply more scrutiny to what we're being told, and examining a bit more closely the fine line between optics and reality. And when you think back to where we began this journey, I would venture to say you'd probably agree with me that it's impossible to argue that our perspectives haven't changed, whether we admit it to ourselves or we don't. Our perspectives have to have changed based on all that we've learned, based on all that we've experienced, all that we've been subjected to. I think it's unrealistic to expect that after all this time, there wouldn't be a rising level of discontent in the Patriot community. Now, obviously, there are amazingly positive things that are happening that I talk about routinely. And there have been new developments aligned with this pantomime that we're witnessing right now that clearly indicate that we are indeed moving in the right direction. So that's worth pointing out. It's worth reminding everyone that there's no ignoring all the positives that are going on. There's no ignoring that the DOJ looks as if they're preparing for a Trump arrest that we've been talking about, that Zelensky was named Times Person of the Year a la Adolf Hitler in 1938 or 39 or whatever it was, or that it's coming out, all of this information, this absolute tsunami on Twitter, that U.S. government officials used secret Twitter portals recommended by the Twitter staff to censor dissenting COVID viewpoints. And of course, we're also now finding out that government agencies directly influenced the election. Elon is releasing all of this information. We know that government agencies pressured Twitter to cancel Trump's account, on and on and on. We're seeing the narratives build toward another false flag, just like we've been talking about, all in line, by the way, with giving the military the rationale that they need to step out of the shadows. We're seeing the FBI, you know, all these headlines saying that the FBI is ramping up their spending to fight MAGA terrorism. You've got reports coming out about COVID, especially over in England, the British Medical Association, the Journal of Medical Ethics, came out recently with an article outright saying that university booster mandates are unethical. You've got Q the Storm Rider corroborating everything that Juan O'Savin has talked about with regard to John McAfee. You've got all of that evidence that he collected locked up in Cheyenne Mountain that's been gradually leaked by the White Hats, Hunter Biden's laptop, the information about Epstein Island, the information about Twitter election interference that I just mentioned, Facebook collusion with the FBI, on and on and on. And all the information in that leaks is being given not only to Trump, but to others working with or controlled by the White Hats, including Elon Musk and the Supreme Court of the United States. And there's no telling what they're going to do next. And with more and more information coming out, like I said, the prospect of a false flag seems increasingly likely. We may see it in the form of a nuclear scare, like we've been talking about. Certainly questions remain, but it's undoubtable that there are positive things that are happening. So I need to be very clear before I go any further. And I also think that it's vital to state for the record that there are two sides to every coin. And in a metaphorical sense, we've always identified both sides as representative of a truly complex issue. I don't think anyone out there, regardless of your perspective, would seek to prove that statement wrong. There's a universal acknowledgement of the complexity of the times that we're living through. And while all of us are fighting for the same victory, and we can never forget that, what's dividing us is how we navigate uncertainty, particularly as time marches on. And the weight that we've been carrying collectively gets heavier and heavier and harder for folks to bear. Now, some people would argue that being critical of the plan or the White Hat strategy on certain aspects of the plan is fundamentally wrong. And people do argue that. Some people will tell you that anyone who questions or criticizes is aligning themselves with the enemy objectives to divide our movement. They'll even go so far as to question your patriotism. They'll tell you that you're hurting our movement in the process of trying to understand it. Some of them will even attack your faith. There are those who will accuse you just for questioning, just for being critical, of being an infiltrator, of seeking to divide patriots, missing entirely the reasons for the discontent that patriots are feeling, and in some cases, the role that these individuals are playing in exacerbating that discontent, and the dwindling patience and hope of an increasingly desperate people. These are the same people that they've supposedly been tasked to communicate with. Now, I fully recognize that there has been infiltration into the Patriot movement, and that all of us have our own suspicions of different individuals for different reasons. And I'm not here to call anyone out by name or to attack anybody. Rather, my intention is to deconstruct some of the arguments that we're hearing that are clearly intended to silence voices of dissent, many of which I happen to believe are raising very legitimate concerns that apply to all of us moving forward. Folks, we need to acknowledge that although there are enemy plants in our midst intent on derailing our movement, not all criticism is subversive. There's a major difference between questioning the strategy of the White Hats and doubting their existence or doubting their intentions. There's also a major difference between criticizing strategy versus individuals. And it appears that some of the insiders don't seem to make that distinction. Now, I'm not an insider, as folks know. Since day one, I've been honest about that. I'm not the one who puts out intel. I'm the guy who analyzes the info and formulates a working theory or a narrative to present to the audience based on what the insiders are putting out, and then cross-referencing it with what's in alternative media, what's in mainstream media, what the different narratives are saying. But I don't have an agenda. That said, I've accepted that as a public figure in this sphere of influence, that I must embrace the criticism of my presentations, of my assertions, because it comes with the territory. I expect to be criticized. And as long as people have enough self-control and propriety to be respectful about it, I have no problem being challenged on my ideas. In fact, I welcome it. Iron sharpens iron. And I embrace the possibility of being incorrect in my assessments. Even now, as I'm speaking to you, I've reminded folks many times that my only allegiance is to the truth, not to any individual, not to any narrative. So when I hear the opposite of that, when I hear individuals putting out information, especially insiders, who are making all kinds of assertions about the strategy and/or what's happening, when those people then turn around and scold folks in their own audience for being critical, in essence implying that questioning the plan is unpatriotic, well, I just can't get on board with that way of thinking. Because to me, nothing is more patriotic than criticizing your leaders. And in the scenario that we're in right now, where the info is coming from the White Hats, it's being conveyed through these individuals, these insiders, with connections to sources of intel. That responsibility to be critical extends to those dispensing the information, to have the expectation that you being in a position to influence the movement by virtue of your connections to the White Hat should somehow exempt you from criticism is wildly unrealistic and disingenuous, quite frankly. Folks, we not only have the right to question the narratives, we have the duty to do it. And honestly, as an American, I bristle with antagonism when anyone tries to tell me what I should think, or how I should behave, or especially if someone tries to tell me what I can and cannot say, or someone tries to scold me for speaking the truth about what I'm thinking, about what I'm feeling. That's the antithesis of what it means to be an American. It's the antithesis of freedom. That's not what this is all about. In fact, it's completely at odds with the whole point of the Great Awakening, in which Q told us to question everything. I may be mistaken, but I don't recall an asterisk next to that post listing any intel, narratives, or individuals exempt from questioning. Now again, we have to apply our discernment. I talk about this all the time, perhaps more in this category than in any other, to arrive at our own conclusions about an individual's intentions. If someone is out there targeting individuals by name or attempting to discredit someone simply because they don't agree, or have a different agenda, that's far more of an indication, at least as far as I'm concerned, it's far more of an indication of controlled opposition than an individual questioning the specific aspects of the information being put out there for public discussion. And yet there are people who lump those two categories together in what appears to me to be an attempt to silence or to stifle the conversation. And I mentioned earlier that there are two sides to every coin. And sadly, it seems as if there are those out there who only want to show you one side. And paradoxically, criticize you in the process of scolding your criticism. With all due respect to these individuals, many of whom I listen to, many of whom I get intel from, and all of whom I respect, I have to part ways with you on that issue if that's what's in your heart. And I know I'm not alone when I say that our discernment, which so often is referenced by these same individuals, extends to their information as well. Now, like I say, I have a great deal of respect for many of the people that I'm talking about right now. And quite frankly, I'm coming from a place of love because I do believe that a vast majority of these individuals are good men and women and do have good intentions. And honestly, if I were controlled opposition, if that was where I was coming from, if I was trying to divide and cause problems within the community, I wouldn't hesitate to mention people by name. But you see, that's the difference. I'm not here to discredit anyone. I have no desire to undermine anyone or to tarnish anybody's reputation. I only seek to build people up who I think are worthy of an audience or worthy of a platform. These are the types of guests that I bring to you. So these are the people, quite frankly, who are providing a vital service to our community. So make no mistake, I have the utmost respect for these people. But I also have to speak the truth when I hear something fundamentally flawed in their reasoning. This is a response to a narrative, not an individual, not a group of individuals. This is a conversation about ideas, not personalities. We've all been listening to the same narratives for quite some time now. And while we still remain students with much to learn, there's no denying that we've grown tired of the same recycled information being dispensed as time goes on. So many people have shared that sentiment with me. And while we readily admit that we don't have all the information to understand exactly what's going on, we also have an increasingly growing list of legitimate questions for which no satisfactory answers have been provided. We hear all the time that not enough people are awake. And we agree for the most part. I don't hear anyone out there jumping up and down and saying, yo, yeah, we have plenty of people who are awake. Everyone's awake. Everyone's awake. I mean, I'm hearing just the opposite. It's very rare that I get a message from anyone telling me that where they live, a majority of the people are awake. I have gotten a few, but not many. So again, we hear all the time that not enough people are awake, that this is a pantomime that's intended to wake up the sleepers. And I think that early on in the process, it was a lot easier to accept the idea that allowing the cabal to roll out their agenda as a simulation of where they intended to take us would be effective. It would be an effective method to arouse the general population from their MKUltra-induced slumber. It made sense. In fact, many of us not only welcomed it, but we celebrated the idea that the White Hats could accomplish with their military resources what we were incapable of doing with those around us. And that, of course, is breaking the MKUltra programming, breaking the conditioning. We all recognize at this point in time that that is what it's all about. And the fundamental difference in opinion, the way I see it, is you've got the White Hats taking the long road, saying that they want this to be a gradual process of organic awakening. That's not to suggest that we won't have shock events, because I do think that's coming. But that's one line of thinking that we've all basically heard over and over and over, the narrative. We know the narrative. We know the argument. We understand what the rationale is that's been presented to us. But again, the flip side of the coin, you have to remember that people have the ability to look at both sides and to say, well, wait a second. How is it that the MKUltra programming is going to be broken as long as the mainstream media is in place? How is that going to work? And of course, there are so many other aspects of this plan that we could pose questions about. But that, I think, is fundamentally the most important one. If the major holdup here is the consciousness of the people, then why then is the MSM still in place? That's what people want to know. Why do we have to go through this long, drawn-out process when, in an instant, if they brought down the mainstream media and they started telling the truth? Not just some conspiracy theorist on a street corner with a bullhorn, but coming from actual, legitimate, trusted sources. Because we all recognize the White Hats to be in control. If they are in control, they do have the ability to do this militarily. Why haven't they done it? That's a legitimate question. Now, obviously, I know what the responses are. But what I'm suggesting here is that it's very hard to make the argument to a lot of people that you want the rest of society to wake up, but yet at the same time, you're allowing all of this deception to go on. You're allowing all of this evil to be rolled out with the expectation that these sleepers are going to finally wake up. They're going to finally get that they're in a trap, that they're in a matrix. But we've been through the ringer already. It's not as if these past couple of years have been a cakewalk by any stretch, like I was talking about before. And with this discussion about another pandemic, another plandemic, another set of lockdowns, ramping up this whole thing again, people have to ask themselves the question, and I posed this last time on my last podcast, is it going to be different this time? Now, obviously, the landscape has shifted, like we've talked about. We're making amazing inroads in terms of disclosure. So, is it possible that they could attempt to roll out some sort of a plandemic as a part of their final act, as a part of this near-death experience that we've talked so much about? Yes, it's possible. But again, I think that having that conversation, because I don't know what the inevitable outcome of that is going to be. I can only speculate about it, but I do believe that we have the right, the duty, the responsibility to ask these questions, to have this discussion, because we all know the price that we paid going through that. We all know the price that we're continuing to pay with every passing day at this stage. So certainly that's already known. What we don't know is whether or not the benefit on the other side would be worth it. Now, if somehow I could be convinced that going through this whole process again as a part of this near-death experience would actually be different in the sense that it would wake people up this time and not have them sink deeper into their programming and deeper into their slumber and sleep and not reinforce the programming, I'm all ears. I would love for somebody to make that case, but so far I haven't heard and haven't been able to come up with any rationale on my own that seems to make sense along those lines. It's been said by many people in my audience who've communicated with me that people are in survival mode right now. And there are many, many folks out there who are very tired of hearing the same information being recycled. They're very tired of being told to be patient in so many ways. And I think at an even deeper level, a lot of people are angry that because of their own humanity, because of their own God-given right and responsibility, because of their own God-given brain that gives them the ability to ask questions, to criticize, to verify information, to not necessarily accept things at face value. Because of that, so many people are feeling demonized even within their own community, their own patriot community. And I understand the ideology, folks. I understand the flip side of the coin. Where we go one, we go all. This is about everyone. And I completely agree with that. I don't want to leave anybody behind. I understand this is for all the marbles. To the best of my ability, I have a pretty good idea of the magnitude of this struggle. But I also don't think that we can lose our own humanity in that process. And just because there are elements of this plan that indeed have to remain secret, like military operations to rescue children or basically any type of kinetic active military operation, and I certainly recognize those details can never be publicized. That's not what this is about. When we ask for transparency, in a sense, I think more so than even being given information, I think that there is a genuine desire out there. There's really fertile ground for the conversation, the nature of the conversation, to expand and not just simply be an echo chamber of trust the plan, trust the plan, trust the plan. We do trust the plan. That's why we're continuing to listen. That's why we're continuing to come back to educate ourselves. But when we have questions, when we have criticisms that are valid, that are coming from the hearts and the minds of righteous people, they need to be acknowledged. And they can't be labeled in the way that they are, especially by the people who are supposed to be on our side. Now, it's also worth mentioning as a part of this conversation that what all of us are dealing with at different levels are breaking our own programming that we've been saddled with, that we were indoctrinated with and born into. And fear-based programming is very complex. And therefore, we shouldn't fool ourselves into thinking that being awake is the same thing as ascension. It's a first step in the process. It's a journey. Ascension is a journey. And all of us are on that journey together. And that's indeed why Q is telling us to focus on ascension, to focus on protecting our DNA, to recognize what this COVID shot is, which we all do, by the way. And that's a big part of why we get so ramped up when we hear about another plandemic with a new round of bioweapons, because we know what this is all about. We get it. This is more than just a bioweapon. It's a transhuman agenda. It's a transhumanistic enslavement agenda. To kill us, to mind control us. And that's, of course, why it all comes down to our DNA, our connection to our Creator. That connection is what enables us to be able to view all of this information through a critical lens with the right heart and the right mind. And that's exactly what true patriots do. We have a mighty task, a responsibility to change the world. And that requires external action, to be sure. But all of us, while we have this conversation, have to remember, and I've certainly learned this along the way, that looking too much outside of ourselves also has significant limitations. And I would argue that until we change ourselves internally, before we adjust our own internal compass, with God's help, that we're going to fall short of shattering this matrix and changing the world. And that's true for each and every one of us. Whether we're ordinary people or whether we're insiders who are providing the intel, all of us still have work to do on ourselves. And we all have to remember that we're on the same team, that we're fighting for the same victory. Folks, we were chosen for this journey. All of us were given divine insight. All of us are here for a very specific reason. And it's not just to be a part of a group. It's for each one of us to contribute our own individual ideas and perspectives to shape the future of this world. That's part of what this Great Awakening is all about. It's recognizing who we are, recognizing our true power. And I think at this stage, a manifestation of that power is for us collectively to assert ourselves as patriots and to remember what we stand for and not to allow anyone, regardless of what their intentions may be, good or bad, to dissuade us from voicing what's true and honest from within our own heart. And yes, ultimately, we must remain positive. We must resist the urge. And I know the urge is very strong on certain days. I felt it quite a lot lately. But we must resist the urge to be negative, to turn dark, to allow our frustration, our anger, our fear to get the better of us. Folks, there is nothing that I would warn people against more than that. We must remain positive. We must keep our frequency high. But I believe that so many of us are feeling down and we're feeling negative because we haven't allowed ourselves to really step in to our true power yet and acknowledge that each of us has a unique role to play in this great awakening. And it's time for us to embrace it. It's time for us to own it. And it's time for us to come together as one group of patriots, one group of heroic hearts, and shine our light into this world brighter with every passing day. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, please check out the links in the description. You can follow me on Twitter and on Telegram and also on Truth Social. Also, there's a link there to check out patreon.com. You can make a monthly pledge and be one of my great patrons who support me and support my work financially. Thank you to all my patrons out there. This video and all others will be posted there first as a thank you to all of you. And also, folks, just a reminder to check out patriotunderground.shop. Some great items on there. You can pick up an item or two. Great Christmas gifts. There's t-shirts. There's beer mugs. There's stickers, lots of really cool items, very affordably priced. Please check it out. There's a link in the description. And finally, remember to check out PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for all your household and personal items made right here in the U.S. Let's reallocate our financial resources. Remember that we are at war with the cabal. Let's band together and hit them where it hurts. 2 million strong and counting, PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you for listening. I'll be back on Monday with Gene Decode and Kerry Cassidy. I look forward to talking with you folks then. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.